It's second and 10 for the Gators, the Tide 46. Again, twin receivers to the right. Werfel dropping back, looking to throw. Wide right, he's got Hilliard all alone at the 20-yard line. A cutback at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and it's a touchdown! Oh, my! A beautiful cut, spinning twist by Ike Hilliard, and there's no reason to worry about his knee now after he makes a cut like that. 46-yard score!
Show me the money. You know, that's what the market is nowadays, and more power to them.
Yes, money is one thing, but feeling productive, getting up in the morning and contributing to the lives of your kids or to the society or whatever have you, and that's where your degree comes in.
Financially, it's about like hitting the lottery.
It's a big money game. There is a lot of money. You get money that you can't get in any other job coming out of college for the most part.
Money!
Big money, something two University of Florida football players probably considered when they made a choice between finishing college or turning pro. And for wide receiver Ike Hilliard, the first-round draft choice of the New York Giants, and Riddell Anthony, the pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that choice may have a handsome payoff.
You know, both of those young men are about to become millionaires.
John Reeves knows what Hilliard and Anthony face. The former Gator star quarterback was a first-round draft choice for the Philadelphia Eagles and played 14 years in the pros. Now an assistant coach at the University of South Carolina, Reeves finds it hard to fault the decision to leave school early.
One of the reasons you go to school is prepare yourself for a good job. Obviously, the University of Florida has helped them do that, and they've got a great job. They're going to make a lot of money.
But for every Hilliard or Anthony, there are others who may pass up a college degree only to get nothing in return. Mike Cobb, a sports writer for the Lakeland Ledger, has followed college football for 23 years.
In the NFL, the NFL draft that was just held, there were 44 underclassmen who declared for the draft, and 16 of them weren't drafted. So now they're either going to have to try and scrounge around and get a contract as a free agent somewhere, or go out and find a job somewhere, or come up with the money to pay their way back to school, or just go to school and not play sports, and just be a college be a college student. And I doubt that most of the 16 would do that.
But the hard facts that less than 1% of college players ever make it to the next level pales next to the dream of every athlete to make it professionally. University of Florida head basketball coach Billy Donovan.
But I think it's only normal for any kid to dream. I think one of the biggest problems that I really disagree with it is, you've got everybody out there saying, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning than you do of making the NBA. And that may be realistic, but you know what? That's all I was told growing up. And I was told all about what I could not do. And I played in the NBA, and I played for a very short period of time, but I reached that goal. And I would say that 95% of the people that I came in contact with when I was a youngster and said I wanted to play, laughed in my face or said, you can't do that, forget about it, worry about getting your degree and all those other things. I don't think there's anything wrong with kids having stars in their eyes.
It's a constant question that dogs college athletes and those who coach them. Is it better to take a chance on the dream now or hang in there and get a degree that might provide some security later on? FSU rising quarterback Chris Winkie knows firsthand about pursuing a professional career. After leaving college early to play baseball with the Toronto Blue Jays, he discovered a harsh reality, and now at 24, he's come back to school to play football, but more importantly, to get a degree.
The most important thing that I can tell or that I can say about the whole situation is it's not going to last forever. I think the most important thing is to get a college degree, because that's really what's going to help you in the long run. And I think the average year spent in the NFL right now is like 3.5 to 4 years once you make it. And, what are you going to do after you're 28 years old or 29 years old? That's the important thing. And I think I can't stress that enough. And, I think I realize that now more than I did coming out of high school.
But that's an argument that may be hard to sell to a young man or woman who has an opportunity to make sometimes literally millions. And it's an argument that coaches and even parents might have trouble making. Former Gator standout Lee McGriff, who spent a couple of years in the pros and whose son now plays on scholarship for the Gators, says turning down that kind of opportunity is hard.
Someone said if you sent your child to college And in their junior year, IBM or whoever came knocking and said, gee, will you come work for us now? Here is X millions of dollars. We will train you. Would you send your child? Now, that doesn't mean IBM can't fire them 5 years later, anything else. But if it was another line of work and they had this unique opportunity to leave school and make that kind of money so immediately, would you advise them to do it? Most people probably would.
One athlete who did decide to put a hold on his pro dreams to stay in college is Tennessee's golden boy Peyton Manning. The quarterback who turned away from a possible first-pick, first-round NFL draft selection and possibly millions to try and achieve unfulfilled collegiate goals.
When I said I wasn't going to look back, when I made my decision, I've certainly held true to that. I really enjoyed this whole semester of school, after the decision. My decision was a unique decision. I think all situations are unique. IKU's decision to leave is totally different than mine, I think. I never fault anybody for leaving early. It's a personal decision. And my decision to stay was what I wanted to do. But I wasn't really trying to make a statement for what people should do. I was doing what I wanted to do, although I certainly don't mind being an ambassador for college football.
At her home in Paterson, Louisiana, Ike Hilliard's mother, Doris Francis, says she hopes her son will follow in the footsteps of former Gator running back and now Dallas Cowboy football star Emmitt Smith, who came back to complete his collegiate goals.
I hope he does. He told me, said, Mama, I can always go back to school. And I just said, okay, I hope you do. But like I say, that'll be his decision. His mom, I don't make those decisions. But I'm hoping he decides to go back and get his degree.
But it's the players themselves who finally decide, and even when parents and coaches tell them the cold, hard facts, that message may not have much effect. 1996 Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel, himself a fourth-round draft choice for the New Orleans Saints, says each player has to face a reality check himself.
It's a good job, but there are so many factors you can't control with injuries and things like that, that it's kind of like building on a not a very solid foundation. I think the guys that really understand, the things that last in life, the people that are really, at least hopefully in the beginning, serious about their education. But so often it takes people, as humans, sometimes we have to learn it the hard way, and you get guys that go give it a shot, don't make it, and then end up back at the university to finish up.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.